Welcome everyone to Between Two Worlds, and I'm your host, Eric White Sky Cloud. I am a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator, and if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Anyways, it's Tuesday, and it's January 16, 2007. We're just almost getting done the beginning of the new year, 2007. This is absolutely fabulous. I have a lot of things to talk about, and I'm looking forward to have a chat with everyone here, but I want to let everyone know ahead of time, we do have the lines that are open. Anyone who wants to call in toll-free, these are all toll-free numbers for all those people across the world, across Canada and the United States. We also have a chat line that's available for people to go on chat. You can actually walk into the BBS My Chat Room, and then you just basically kick in on the screen by saying, my room basically says BT2 Worlds, and you clicked on that part, and you basically get right in there, and you can chat up with your best friends or anyone else who you want to chat with. Also, the phone numbers I want to share with you right now are the phone numbers for toll-free numbers of the U.S. Anybody calling in, write down that, take that pen and paper available. It's 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. You can look on the screen if you're actually on bbsradio.com. Anybody in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. That's a lot of eights. It's 888-810-8322. And anyone who's calling from international lines is 530-876-8222. And it's 530-876-8222. Now, I also have a feedback line available for anybody who wants to say anything or anything they want to talk about regarding the show itself. That's available for anyone who wishes to see what they want to say about me or about the program or about other programs. If you want to go to the feedback, you just basically click on the title of the show and you click on the word Between Two Worlds, and you just start, write your name down and blurb anything you want to put in there, anything nice about me, which is great, really fabulous. And anything else on top of that will, anything in the reply, that what they'll do is actually they'll put that little story in there that you've actually introduced yourself as who you are, and they'll also put it on my line and let people know that it's, you know, that you've actually been listening in. The more people listen in, the more this show is picked up. It is actually considered one of the top-notch radio programs on the internet today. There's apparently, what I've been told, is apparently about 40 internet paranormal programs and about 20, 25 spiritual radio, internet radio programs. So that's not bad for an average, because basically we have a lot of people that do personal programs, private programs, and there's people out there, there's actually thousands of those. But we, on BBS Radio, would like to share with everyone out there that we have a great variety of programs available, so enjoy the time. And also, I'd like to welcome everyone online on the chat line who actually are in there right now. And I'm looking forward to having a chat with you folks. If you have any questions you want to ask, like I said, anybody else there is also or on the phone who want to phone in, don't be shy. Some people out there, if they're not kind of shy, don't know what to ask. Well, you know what? Just give it a shot, because, yeah, that's so funny. Anybody says, one person online says, if we have anything nasty to say to Derek, let's say it to his face. Okay, say it to my face. There's a picture of me on the website. Anyways, I thought I'd share that with you guys. And also, it's going to be a lot of fun. And now what I want to talk about, a lot of people actually have talked about seances. Now, we've actually have brought up a subject. And the situation, I've been coming across a situation these last few weeks about people doing seances and also Ouija boards. Now, to share with you all, a seance is not like a Ouija board. A seance is totally different, but in a way you can treat it like a Ouija board and should be very, very careful when you are involved in something like this, because it can be rather dangerous if you do not know how to do it. I highly recommend anybody who's got the skill as a teacher or anybody who's a skill has been doing this for a long, long time, you have to take the time to learn about this skill. It's not that easy. It's not something to just try and play with, because you don't realize how easy it is to actually to cause uncomfortableness within your family or within yourself, because you can actually make yourself very sick. I've had situations. I'm not coming across any people that I'm not that I do know. I'm coming across all kinds of people that I've actually met throughout my years, who have actually had some success in having great success in their own doing seances, as well as using Ouija boards or anything similar that has a similarity to a Ouija board. You can actually use a glass. And you have people in the circle around the table, and they do that in a very simple way, and they do a yeses and noes, whoever the person is as a receiver. They'll do it in that way. And there's other people out there actually also will do the simple Ouija board. To be honest with you, my own experience, I don't recommend anybody playing with a real Ouija board, because that's not something you actually want to play with. Again, if you're going to do something like that to work with, you actually have to really seriously walk in the white light and ask for protection in the spirit world. Ask God to protect and guide you. And if you are going to ask questions from any similar kind of questions, make them simple before you start making them difficult. And never walk into a situation that you're doing any kind of Ouija work with a negative attitude, because if you do, you can actually make yourself very, very sick. Things can go away and make you feel very uncomfortable later on once you leave that spot. There have been situations I want to share with you that I have experienced through other people. I've met a bunch of people that actually, kids that actually went to a grave site, and they actually took a dime and they actually doing a Ouija on top of a tombstone, which that was not cool, and they've done more harm than good to themselves. There was also time that they've actually done other types of Ouija work or some other types of work, tried to talk to the dead in the graveyard. But they did it in a way that was not very nice, because they didn't really know how to do it, but they thought they'd just challenge it and see what happened. They thought it was fun, and they thought it was a joke. It's no joke. It is not a joke. It's something that you can get hurt with. Two young boys who did play with it in individual areas, and one of their mothers brought their sons to me, and this boy's eyes turned black. Literally, he had a possession in him. The boy's eyes were literally totally black. It took me a while to work with this boy and work with the entity, the negative entity, to get rid of it from him, that is possession. And I took care of that with the assistance of my guides and my angels, and we had this boy depossessed. The other young boy, I tried to help him with depossession, but he was so wanting and craving for the attention, and I feel sad for the family. I apologize for the family, but this boy committed suicide, and that was not good. And yet, that's how much the darkness can make you do. It can make you decide to do yourself in. Like I said, you cannot and should not play with that type of thing. If you don't know anything about it, you don't tinker with it, because it can be rather dangerous. I've been doing this work for a lot of years. I'm 50 years old, so I'm not somebody who's just 25, 30 years old and say, here I am, I'm on radio, and I'm going to do my thing. But these things can happen. They can be rather dangerous, so you have to be very, very careful. It's fun to get into the paranormal. It is fun to wanting to have curiosity about making contact with loved ones, because we all do that. But it's a totally different matter, because making contact with loved ones is a different story compared to trying to find someone who thinks they want to know what's going to happen in the future, and they're asking for bad things to happen to someone else. That's one thing you don't do. That's very, very careless. But anyways, what you need to do is stay always in the positive, because when you are in that type of a circle or in that type of a situation, always stay positive. On a lighter note, like I said before, I always find that if anybody really wants to hold a gathering together to make contact with loved ones, you're better off to have a professional with you, which they call a healing circle. If you want to make contact with loved ones, I recommend a professional medium, one who's well-known, well-recommended. Not somebody who you think, okay, I'll just take Joe off the street. I think he could be psychic medium. He could be. Well, we think he is. Look around. Do some checking first, because this can do a lot of major harm to your family or to yourself if you don't know who to go to. So basically, I would say to save face is to find someone who you know that has the experience. Yes, we do have a Sylvia Browns and those James Von Prague and John Edwards around there, but we also, you have people that are in your neighborhood that are around, that it could be also a medium, that are also very, very successful. Okay? So anyways, to also let everyone else know this too, what else is new on the agenda? Okay. Being a psychic medium. Now, a lot of these guys out there want to find out what a psychic medium really is. Sometimes people like to know what a psychic or a medium is. Is there a difference? Yes, there is. The word psychic, it's a Greek word. It means soul. Now, I'm actually, I want to share something with you. I was looking through the New Bible, the New Bible that was revised recently. I would say about a year old that was done. And then I looked at the brand new Bible. Inside of it, I found that it says, beware of the psychic, for they will deceive you. Now, to share with you people out there in this world, I have nothing against the Bible itself, because basically it's based on history about what has happened in the past and people that lived those lives, and they've actually dealt with issues and they had to, you know, overcome their problems and overcome all types of issues in life. But there has never in my life ever come across one says, beware of the psychic in the Old Testament. The word psychic, it's a Greek word, means soul. So what is a Hebrew Bible with a Greek word in it saying that it's a bad thing? Now, the soul is not a bad thing. The soul is a good thing. We all have a soul. So there are people out there that misinterpret what we say. They really don't know what we are, who we are, before they start to decide to make an issue or a comment about us. They better do the research first before you decide to put something into a book and say that we're not good people. And I want to share that with people out there, because, or even to beware of, because we are out there, we're doing our best. Yes, you may have the odd person that can be playful and try to manipulate people's lives. Yes, there are people like that once in a while, but not everyone's like that. And there's a lot of people out there that are really good people out there and just have to go with it and enjoy it. Just look forward to having fun with life, and that's not nothing to worry about. Being a medium. Now, being a medium is those who are actually have passed over, or talk to people that are passed over. I do both. I actually, as a psychic, I actually read people's lives. I see where their future is. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't read fortunes. Fortunes means that you're looking for money. If you're looking for money, you have to earn it. Spirit comes to you for a reason, because they teach you how to earn your way, not manipulate the way. We don't manipulate. We share with you what is to be done in life. There are people out there who like to play what you call the gypsy role, or basically they like to say, oh, there's a curse in your family. Guess what? Get over it, guys. There's no such thing as a curse. If there is a curse, it better be a darn good one, because I am who I am as a medium, even as a shaman. I've dealt with curses. This is nothing to what a curse is. When someone tells them you have a curse that you have to donate or give $5,000 or $50,000 to someone, to that person who's supposed to be a medium, and pray for them for 3 days, and hopefully they think it'll go away, or they'll say, well, the reason why you have a curse in your family is because you have all this money. You might as well just take all your money and bury it in a graveyard. And then when you come back, it won't be there. Gee, I wonder why, because they followed you to the graveyard. So be careful of the people who you work with, who you deal with. If you want to meet a medium, you do the research. Like you find people like myself. I like to work with people out there. I do care to work with people. Because you come into this world for one reason, and you're not specifically the psychic or the medium. You came into this world as a counselor. You are considered as a service. And that's exactly what we do. We come into this world as a service. We try to help people because we care to help people. And that's exactly what happens. We care. And if you don't have someone out there who says, well, I care, and says you have a curse, then they got a problem themselves, because these are people you don't want to get involved with. We have this problem out here in British Columbia. I get these clients of mine. I get the odd client coming in to me, and they keep telling me the same story. There's someone out there, or a couple of people out there, who want to say there's a curse in their family. Well, I'm sick and tired of it, and I'll hear it. I know I'll hear it more of it throughout the years. And other mediums out there have actually heard the same thing. And beware, guys. I'm not angry. I'm frustrated. But I'll let you know, anybody who says they have a curse in their family, beware, of me or anyone else you come across, because I will clean up house. I will not allow this to happen, because you don't know what you're messing with. Anyways, I want to, because basically people's lives are dealing with positive light and energy. Positive light. You want to look at the positive things, not the negative way of things. Some people have a fear of what they don't like. They have fear of what they don't see, and that's exactly what a medium is all about, because they're afraid of what the medium or the psychic can see. Well, have confidence. Not to worry what you think you will see as a negative part, because a lot of people will say to me, well, I don't want to see the bad things. I don't want to hear the bad things. Well, you'll never will hear the bad things. And if you are hearing something, it's basically giving you an awareness of what's going to happen in the future that you can actually change to make it better. Exactly. We're here to make it better, not to hurt someone. And that's exactly what you need to work on. And so this is a lot of energy we put into our lives, a lot of feeling we put into our lives that we do care, we want to care. So, as a psychic, like we said, the psychic, so I use the word psychic medium because I'm reading your future, talk to loved ones that are passed over, and even loved ones will even come through that may also tell you about your future, because they do that once in a while. They'll actually come through and give you that message, and they love to give you that message. Now, in the work that I do, once in a while, I do solve the odd case to help find a missing person or a person who's passed over. I don't do it as often as I normally do because I just don't, I guess. I just don't. Whoever comes to me, comes to me. People are always guided to go to someone by basically word of mouth. And so I always look forward to meeting the next client coming in. It does get pretty busy, and you start building up clientele for all yourselves. Anybody who's out there is a professional medium or a psychic, I give you guys my support, because we need to be out there to share our work. Anyways, also on the other matter is that I hope everybody had a great time last week. We actually talked about animal totems, which is basically also animals are great messengers to tell you about your path and where it's going from here. And they give you an idea about where your life is as a protector, because there are a lot of protectors. They are animal protectors. They're part of our lives. They give us a journey that we learn about. They also come into our dream time. And I'm sure a lot of you, if you did listen in, I'm sure you've actually started noticing more animals in your life and more than you actually expected to see or hear. And they're actually really great to get to know or get to meet, because a lot of people have a great attraction to eagles and bears and fox and a wolf. You never know. Even down to the littlest mouse. Because mice even also considered as a totem. A mouse, literally, yes. A mouse is a totem. And even spiders, guys. Spiders, insects are also great totems. They teach you about creativity. So if anybody says to you, oh my God, I'm afraid of spiders. Ooh, just thinking about it makes me creepy. How about snakes? You know, you think about snakes, oh my God, there's another creepy thing. So people live in Arizona, they're used to seeing Texas and Arizona, they're used to seeing snakes all the time, and other parts of the country. We get snakes, we in British Columbia, we have garter snakes, we got a lot of spiders here. We do get rats, we do get snakes, they're very common to see. They don't bother us. The garter snakes don't bite, they don't hurt you, they're harmless. They're actually in the northern part of British Columbia. We do have rattlers, but not way out in the front of you like the deserts mostly do. Mostly in Alberta, Canada, has a lot of snakes, so a great variety of them. But I always find that if you ever have spiders as a totem, or you have spider webs, like I'm sure how many of you people actually out there have found spider webs attached to outside of your house, and some people take a broom and they'll broom it off, or they'll say, oh my God, you went to touch a spider, you think it's going to bite you. The only one I would say to beware of is actually the black widow, but most other spiders are very harmless. If you don't have the intent to hurt them, they actually will sense your fear. And I have a friend of mine many, many, many years ago. She actually lives in an apartment. And this little spider was no more, I would say, than a pinhead. And is walking across the floor. She literally, I watched, my wife was with me, honest to God, my wife was standing there with me. She jumped on top of the seat of the chair, afraid of that little spider walking by. It's absolutely phenomenal. This is how frightening people can be with spiders. I also have another client, a friend of mine, who became a friend of mine, who actually was very afraid of snakes. She would just even think of the word snake or even the word, you know, a snake. I helped her go through a past life regression and find out later how she died, and she has a whole lot better view, more positive view, about snakes now. So also snakes and other animals also relate to us through past lives. So a lot of us who have fear of certain animals or insects, it also can also be based on a past life that you may have died through, a situation where those animals or insects had participated with you. So these things do happen once in a while. Now, any of you out there who are curious about what these animal totems represent, now the word totem is T-O-T-E-M-S, totems, and they'll represent the elements of animals of the world. A totem, now here we go. The book that I do highly recommend, I will recommend these books. There's two books here, one main one that most people actually use quite often, and if you haven't been taught by your elders who understand animals and teachings, which I have been taught through my teachings, you try to visualize yourself as if you are a wolf, or you would always have a fondness for wolves. So for example, use a wolf as an example, and your fondness for wolves. Now, okay, what are the habits that a wolf would do, right? What are the habits of a bear would do? What would you think kind of person you'd be if you were that bear? What kind of person you think you'd be if you were that horse? What kind of person you think you'd be if you're a cat or a dog or a spider or a snake? Each has a specific purpose. Now, people love butterflies. They always love butterflies. No one ever would ever turn away a butterfly because they're so beautiful. And so the thing is that there's always beauty in a totem just as much as there is we have fear of other animals because we don't understand the life of these beings. Now, the best book to come across that I recommend, highly recommend, is a book called Animal Speak, and it is by Ted Andrews, and he's actually a nice fellow. He's actually, he has written two books, actually more than two, but the main ones that we use as an animal totem book, one's called Animal Speak, and the other one's Animal Wise. Now, the second volume, Animal Wise, now I was dealing with trying to find an animal, or trying to find the solve the issue about the Wolverine, because I couldn't find the Wolverine, and I was trying to figure what the Wolverine means. Well, to my understanding, the Wolverine represents, you know, you don't corner one, but they can take on anything that's big. And I was dealing with an issue with my Wolverine because I kept seeing visions of Wolverines. So when I finally got the second book, or I saw the second book, and I found it in there, it says Wolverine and what it meant, and I thought, okay, this is great. That's what was important that I need to know. And so basically, if anybody out there who actually are looking for those particular books, you look under Ted Andrews. His name is Ted Andrews, and the book is called, both books are called Animal Wise and Animal Speak. And those are the best you actually come across to learn anything about the guides of your path. And now, anybody who actually, by the way, if anybody wants to phone in right now and ask a question, even want to talk about animals, what your animal favorite animal is, give me a call. It's 877-876-5227. That's the U.S. Or 888 in Canada, 810-8322, or international lines is 530-876-8222. And let's see, anybody on the chat line that wants to ask what kind of animal they have in life, or what is the most attractive one in their life that they want to ask what it means to them. Okay. Yeah, that's funny. What's the last word that a fly would say when it hits the windshield? Crap. Okay, anyways, that's a little joke. That's a cute little joke. Now, there is Oh, okay. mentioning about an owl. Okay.
The owl.
Well, let's see. What do owls do? The main, the bird, basically the owl represents the transition of life from a death. Basically, you have to go through a spiritual death to recreate yourself to begin a brand new pattern in life. According to the Lakota nations and other some nations believe that when you see an owl, that someone will die. that, depending on who and how you're raised through that element of family, very respectful, but we don't always have to accept the fact that owls mean death. Owls are also very much well known as protectors. I'll give an example. They are considered as the mastery of magic because they, or the mystery of magic, they have a tendency of wanting to be put around you, and they're very important. One thing about the owl, it, for example, when you're driving down the highway at nighttime, and if you see an owl fly across your path, it's telling you to slow down because you never know, it could be a police officer ahead of you around the corner waiting for you because you're speeding or something's going to happen in a certain place ahead of you, so be aware of that. They're actually protecting you. Doesn't mean they just come there because they want to. But they also like to teach you lessons, and they always sit there in the tree and they'll go, whoo, and you think you're thinking, go, whoo, but you're saying, hey, me? So, yeah, you, they're talking to you. They represent the silent wisdom and vision in night. So basically, sometimes people actually will begin to have better vision. Those who become in the psychic field more want to learn about the skill of it. That's where your night skills are far more attracted to you from the other side, again, as a psychic or a medium. And that's why I do work with owls quite often. I work with owls a lot. And that happens a lot. Now, anyone who wants to learn about owl, look up on the internet and what the owl means to you. You get a whole lot of detail in it. And there's different varieties of owls in this life as well. So you're going to have a great information, a lot of information regarding owls. now, there is someone by the name calls himself Shellbell. And what's your animal totem? Well, Shellbell, what's the most interesting animal that you've always had liking for? So basically, what's your most favorite animal? Anybody out there who has the most favorite animal, that exactly tells you what animal you're working with right now. That's the most common one you work with. So it's interesting how people become attracted to certain animals. One other animal that I've actually had a great attraction to are vultures and condors. And I didn't realize how powerful that medicine really is if you're connected to vultures and condors. Some people say, well, gee, you know, that means they just eat dead bodies and you know, they're just scavengers. Well, you think about it. If a vulture, they like to do is hang around until the dead dies. But they're also considered as spirit communicators because once they eat that animal, they are carrying the spirit of that animal or their spirit with them and taking them to a place of peace. So I had a young lady give me a condor feather one time, and I use that as my medicine, and that condor feather was very powerful because I could feel the element of it heal. And that does work. It does help. You'd be surprised. Or even just a picture of a condor in your house or vultures. Even to have pictures in your homes are also vitally important. What do we got here? Okay. Bell has not told me what her favorite animal is. Oh, cats. Here we go. Okay, I apologize. Oh, cats. Mystery. Yes. Very psychic. Yes. They're very independent. They represent shell belt. That's basically what cat can do. People say cats are lazy. Well, because they chose that. They like to do things on their own. But sometimes people say that the enemy of the cat can sometimes be the dog. So some people that are dog people can also be, not really harm the cat. They need to learn to get along. But a lot of cats, be honest, to tell you the truth about cats, they actually have a tendency. They're not really day animals. Not as often. Most people think that the cats are always awake with you during the day. They're actually nocturnal. They're meant to be to play at night. They're much more active at nighttime than they are in the daytime. So if you're a night person, if you're attracted to cats, and that means you're a night person, it means you know exactly what your best time is, because basically you do better in your own personal work around, say, 5 or 6 in the evening until about 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's where these things can happen for certain people. And it's interesting how this turns out, because when you learn about the animal that you are, and I'll say the animal that you are, because you ever heard people say, well, you know, he's sly as a fox, or he's filthy as a pig. Now, I'll tell you something about pigs. I was raised on the farm. I know pigs. They're the most cleanest animal than average animal. Pigs will live in anything whatever you give them. They will accommodate themselves, and they will basically make themselves a home no matter what the conditions are. They're not sloppy, and they can be very polite. They're very trainable, more than a dog. So if anybody says your house is like lives like a pig, be careful what you say regarding pigs, because they are a much more intelligent animal than you think. Sly as a fox. Fox can be very sly. They can be very... anybody who is actually fox medicine or fox, they can also deceive you. They have a tendency of playing games. And that does happen sometimes. So if anybody has an attraction to fox, or if you think they look like a fox or act like a fox, be aware of them. We all are given a certain animal in life, and sometimes it doesn't mean that you are a deceiver if you are fox or if you are, because coyote can also be a trickster, just like the fox, and sometimes the raven is considered a trickster too. The raven is considered magic. So, but what it also means too, the raven represents sometimes you can fool yourself thinking that you can't succeed in life. So this is what you need to see regarding Raven. Raven actually represents a strong line of magic if you want it to happen. If you don't want it to happen, then you can actually become set back into it. You don't want to be afraid of it. You want to enjoy it. So these things do happen. Raven can teach you to fly high, but they gaggle. Ravens don't caw like a crow. They are a member of the crow family, but they gaggle. Now, the reason I'm saying they gaggle, because you know what a raven sounds like when anybody has ever seen a raven or heard a raven? You ever heard of three ravens fight amongst each other in the sky? Now, this is not an insult to women, but they're just like, they sound like women arguing amongst each other, because the pitch is so high they sound like a woman's voice. And as if they're arguing. But they're like as if they're shopping in a store and they're not happy with certain kinds of clothes, as an example. So that's what they call gaggle. So there's all kinds of animals that are out there that are very funny. I mean, someone said to me, you know, what about the dodo bird? The little boy said to me, what about the dodo bird? My favorite is the dodo bird. Well, we don't know what dodo birds were like. I know very well they couldn't fly. We know they were very large in the beak. So basically that means they're nosy. Slow moving, very colorful, kind of clownish, Their consumption of certain foods, we have no idea what they really did eat. Not really, they weren't a carnivore. They were more of an omnivore. They did eat a lot of vegetation. But they pretty well would eat anything, whatever served to them. But somehow, you know, like you said, you became extinct after 2 years. So it doesn't mean you become extinct. And these things happen. They basically, if you understand what a certain animal means, and, now, there are people out there actually who are also animal communicators, and I am also an animal communicator, so if you had a dog or a cat and you wanted a reading with your animal, you let me know too, because I do that as well. And I don't just say, oh, well, he has long hair, he likes this and he likes that. I'll tell you what he likes, he or she. Cats and dogs or any kind of animal you got, they know, their energy will come to me and tell me what they're dealing with. And sometimes I also make contact with those who are passed over in the families regarding animals as well. So being in that field does keep us busy. Also, let's see. Most people would say, actually said here, let's go in the chat room for a minute and take a look. And the chat room says a bear. Well, okay. One day a bear ran in front of my SUV and led me home. Wow, cool, baby bear. Interesting, that has a good one. We have a caller calling in. Hello?
Hi.
And
you know, it's
name?
Me.
Where are you from?
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
I'm from the back studio.
You
know,
Don.
Well, you know what's so great? I get excited. See, the truth is that you're the finest, and I believe this, the absolute finest psychic medium out there. And when you first corresponded with me, I remember when we first met, and you were, and I had so many questions, didn't I?
Yeah, that's
normal. Yeah.
That's normal for anybody.
Well, you walked me through part of it, and you started to, engage me, and it really opened me up. And your readings, you gave me readings that were extremely accurate. Extremely accurate, which is, you know, not the norm. And that's why it amazes me. I mean, you got listeners out there, and they're not using you. I mean, it blows my mind because you're that good. Well, hold on. Bear with me. I think you got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Who am I talking to? Where are you from?
Hi. My name is Will, and I'm from Burnaby.
You live in Burnaby?
Yes.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I heard that you were talking about totems.
Yes.
So I just wanted to know if you could tell me what my totem is.
What your totem is? Well, let's put it this way. What is your most favorite animal that you've always enjoyed having around your life?
Well, I've got penguins.
Oh.
But I don't think that's my totem.
Well, don't be surprised.
Uh-huh.
You're surprised because even the most unusual animal that come across people's lives are actually can be very unusual. I mean, basically, I've had some really strange ones myself that may not make any sense, but it was, the most unusual. Not everybody actually has the most simple ones of all, like most average ones. But let's see. Being a penguin, when you think about it, in your path, what does a penguin mean to you? Well, number one, they're black and white, right?
Yeah.
And what do penguins do? They actually walk slowly.
Mm-hmm.
They like being around in the snow, but they also like being near water. So they're very vivacious in both temperatures, climates. They're, in a way, warm, cold-blooded. They're not really worried about how cold they get. They actually can survive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of new visions that a penguin can actually teach you. But I will say, what the vision of the penguin is saying there's going to be, you're the kind of person that doesn't always expect to be a fast trip or like you look forward to having the trip, but you're not in a hurry to go to the trip.
Uh-huh.
Enjoying the trip, but you're not always in a hurry. Basically, that's what penguin means. The kind of person just takes your time and enjoys it. Because you like to take the time looking around and see what's around you and the surroundings. But you also make a preparedness. You prepare the world, or you prepare the family. When you, for example, when it comes to family, you like to put everything together and to make sure everything's all correct, like basically set in place and not out of place, and you like to feel very comfortable with that. But you like to also have a little bit of praise, not too much, but you want a little bit of praise. And it's, let's see, with that too is, you're not competitive, not as much as you expect it to be, because penguin people are not as much being competitive, because they're always working together so much, they always work together as a family, as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a time when they become, the only time there's a bit of competitiveness is when there are children involved. The children are not competing. The parent competes the child with another parent. And they try to make the child look a little bit different, a little bit better than the other parent, parent-child. But it's not a competitiveness as a negativeness. It's more competitive than saying, well, you know, I want to see my child do a little bit better than me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sense to you what the penguin means to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Relate to you?
What a penguin means to me?
Yeah.
Well, it's just cute and kind of a lovable little thing.
Yeah. Well, they will never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And
well, that represents you. You're lovable.
Am I?
You're lovable. You would never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So you're penguin totem. You're penguin medicine.
Uh-huh.
You see?
So if that's my favorite animal, if that's what I like, that is my totem then?
Yes. That's
like
one of them.
Like you gravitate to...
Penguin. Yes.
That's one.
Yes.
Do
the
you
other
have
totem that I see that you are is also bear.
Oh,
okay, you have a bear totem yourself. I'm being shown bear suddenly here. And the bear is teaching you that you do better in the springtime than you do mostly in the winter. But you're more of a rester in the winter than you are in the spring. But when you do come out to springtime, you are more of you're more of a person who likes to take care of one's health. And you're not a meat eater. You don't eat meat as often in the springtime because basically what they're telling you is to work on vegetation.
Yeah.
To learn about new meals and to recreate your health.
Ah.
To help
improve
it more.
Yeah, because I'm more veggie than a meat eater, even though I am a meat eater.
Yeah.
I'm more prone to be a vegetarian.
Because bears are omnivores.
Uh-huh.
Not specifically meat eaters unless they have to.
Uh-huh.
They rather eat berries and vegetation first, and they eat salmon, but they don't really eat a wild animal unless it's absolutely necessary.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we'll eat humans, too.
Oh, yeah.
Been there, seen that. Well, not seen that, but been there. Some of those little situations can happen.
Yeah. Well, when you're hungry, you're hungry.
When you're hungry, you're hungry, no matter who it is. Just walking on 2 feet with a meal.
Yeah. Well, that's really great.
Yeah.
That's a real good reading. I have to tune in to you. I was going to listen to you tonight, and I fell asleep, like just a little nap. All of a sudden, I woke up and thought, oh, is that a phone there? Anyway, that's why I haven't even heard what you're talking about yet. So
well,
I'll
there you go.
Dial in. And is there a reading can you give me a little bit of a reading?
Okay.
And we'll say health situation.
Okay. Well, we did talk about part of your health, but I'll say this right now. They're saying to me to tell you to avoid beef.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And to avoid swine. I because they call it pig.
Yeah.
So you don't vibrate till there's two animals.
Okay.
And don't eat bear because bear is your part of your totem.
Right.
It's part of your medicine, so it's not necessary to eat bear. But there are also things for you to eat wild meat. You can actually eat wild meat. I always tell people it's the closest thing to fast food. But wild meat's better for you if you want to eat something that's more of a natural diet. But your body vibrates to more vegetation and berries.
Yeah.
So I would say to stick to the dark greens, high carbs. You don't need a whole lot of large proteins if you want to. If you are worried about losing, or you're trying to lose weight, or you want to consider losing weight, have you talked about this?
Yeah. Well, the losing weight is my big thing right now.
Okay. I would say to go white fish, straight white fish.
White fish.
Yep. White fish with chicken skinless.
Yeah.
Do it not in the oils, but do it in shallow water, and you'll start noticing a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dark greens and extra virgin oils with vinaigrettes, and that'll help you a whole lot more.
How about
you'll
coconut
start noticing
oil?
A big difference. You'll start noticing that the tips of your fingers become more sensitive because your body will go through a toxic cleansing,
mm-hmm.
and they'll start noticing a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How about coconut oil?
Coconut oil, I would say if you want to drink coconut oil or get into it, use it as a cooking food?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing to use.
No?
No, not for you. If you want to use extra virgin oil or using, grapeseed oil.
Oh, grapeseed.
Yes.
Okay.
That would help. But
yeah.
Because you don't want to, there are some good fats that you need, and then,
mm-hmm.
then there's bad fats, and then cooking fats you don't want because you can do more harm than good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, sounds pretty good.
I would say not the cooking, or not the coconut, but I would try, I would basically want to go to extra virgin oil or actually into grapeseed oil.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yes, you can use it actually as a vinaigrette as well.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
And I've got to go and listen to your program now.
Okay.
So, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Anyway, that was a good read. Sometimes when you can actually do medical intuitiveness for people, help them with their health. Because you're being a reader, if you are practicing that skill more often, you can actually help people improve on their diets and weight. Also, I have a good friend here. If anybody wants to make contact to her, there's another lady friend here. Her name is Joanne, and she actually works at Medical Intuitive, and she actually does help people with their certain meals. If they want to go into a weight loss program, or if they want to deal with her health or diet cleansing, and they can actually do it, and that's the word, not use the word diet, but the basic word toxic cleansing. You want to clean up your body, because basically we deal with a lot of toxins in this world, so it's always very important. And if you want to make contact with her, I can give you her phone number, her email address. Just give me a call, and you can go to my email. My email is whiteskycloud@yahoo.com or whiteskycloud@telus.net. I have two emails. And also, those of you out there, if you want to get a reading, a 1-hour reading, I do have PayPal on my website. You can go to whiteskycloud.com, whiteskycloud.com, and you can check me out and see my website. My phone number is there, and where I live. I do calls that are all across the world, so you can always email me. I do, like I said, I could do phone readings. There's no problem there. It's like, as if you're talking to the person close up to you, right to your face. So some people find it different, but it's not that difficult. I just always joke about, there's one young lady on the line here, and she says, I'm on a diet, and my favorite line, my wife would say, what color? yeah. So you got to watch closely what you eat. But if you are, like I said, if you're searching for someone to help you with a, this woman's very good at what she does. She's helped a lot of people heal. Who I'm talking about, her name is Joanne, and she's helped a lot of people deal with their own issues. And as far as health is concerned, and she's can talk to you on the phone as well if you need to know, and she can tell you what you need. If you need to make contact with her, she does have a website available. Like I said before, you can go to my page and find out. I can tell you what it is, or you can email me, or even phone me, and I can pass that information on to you. I'm trying to encourage Joanne to be part of the show. I'm going to try and get her on my radio show. Well, I'm hoping to get her on my radio show the next couple of weeks. If she does have the time, I'm going to have her come on, and we're going to interview and have her be here. So then she can share her stories about health. And I'm sure you guys would love to come on and to phone in and ask questions about yourselves or a family member, and you'd be surprised how much she knows that would help you do a whole lot better for your health. Anyways, because she's actually, tell you, she's actually helped me a lot in my family and my wife. And about over a year ago, my wife had breast cancer. She had bilateral breast mastectomy, and with the help and assistance of my friend Joanne, and if it wasn't for her, my wife would not know too much about her health, and so she was giving her some ideas and what to turn to. Then my wife just kept on looking and more information about cancer and getting into natural foods and, you know, basically get back into organics, natural growing products that are in the garden, and start finding that's not toxins, and find out what else that is not radiated. And you know, you'd be surprised how much you would find in this world that can change your diet or change the way your eating habits are. So, again, that's another part of the program in life here that you guys would really enjoy the show on that one. Not too often I do interviews, but I'm actually been seriously considering getting some friends of mine on that I've been doing a lot of interviews with them on their shows and have them come on here because they're all in the same field as I am, so it's really good to get them to come on. I'm talking to Dr. Jimmy on APSR Radio, and he said yes, he likes to come. He'd be pleased to come on to talk with me. So I get to interview him instead of him interviewing me and a few other people that I know in the field that are local here that have never been interviewed. And not very often we do get anybody from other parts of Canada that actually gets a chance to go on radio and talk about what the things they do as far as their work is concerned. It's very vital that a lot of us have a great gift and a skill that we need to share with the rest of the world. There are more American programs available for the public to see than there is actually Canadian. So in our part of the world, we don't have that many programs. It's not because that we don't have interest in it. It's because a lot of people don't know that it's out there. We're so used to going in the Americanized way because we're influenced that way because the Americans like to introduce us, say, you know, there's lots out there for you. Let's try to inspire that. And a lot of people in Canada, they have a tendency of not shutting down, but they actually have a tendency of saying, well, okay, I'll wait till it comes to me. And so, you know, we're not always doing the research. And at times we like to wait for it to come to us. So this way here, if you're trying to, what I try to do is try to bring people together so you can make that common meet and teach people about what you need to learn about what it's like to have, you know, how to fix things up in our lives and what we can do with that. Now, we do have someone here on the chat line who's actually says that her husband is dealing with acid reflux. My husband has an intentional deformity that causes it. I don't like him taking chemical meds and know anything on that. Yeah, do I know anything on that? Again, I would say for acid reflux, vinegar. You have acid. I used to get acid reflux. And ever since I take a teaspoon of vinegar, or a apple cider vinegar, either or, and whenever you feel you have acid reflux, just take it. You'd be surprised, because basically it's acid with acid, a whole lot better for you, because your body already has acid inside. It's trying to break down the alkaline. And so basically it's better for us to have vinegar in our system. It's not going to hurt us. It's natural as well. And you'll start noticing a big difference. So I would say for that lady, this person here, who her husband is actually having problems with acid reflux, to take a teaspoon of vinegar just after his meal and tell him to stay away from anything with cream and cheese, milk products, can do a lot of harm with him. And don't drink anything with milk before you go to bed, and do not eat any pastries before you go to bed, at least about 4 to 5 hours before you go to bed, because some people have a tendency of sneaking to the refrigerator and eat a piece of cake before they go to bed, and they wonder why they get acid reflux. And acid reflux really is indigestion. It's been around for a long, long time, and the word acid reflux has been changed by the medical industry. They're the ones that actually have decided to give it a name, so then we can start paying a whole lot of money for it. And some people will take Tums or other types of bases to cut down the acid reflux. But if you take too many of those too often, too long, you can actually create yourself an ulcer. And then again, you go right to the hospital again. So the best thing to do is start taking care of the body. And seriously, I recommend this person who I'm actually talking about is for her to make contact with me, and I could pass her on to, again, a lady friend of mine, and introduce her to her, and then she can have a chat with her on the phone and see what she can do for her husband. Apple cider vinegar, yes. Apple cider vinegar has been used a lot for all kinds of anybody who's ever had, for example, if you have a full meal, and sometimes we have a tendency of eating too much on our plate. We do look at this plates are getting bigger in the stores. We need to start to downsize our food intake and start noticing a big difference. But I can share with that you later on down the road. Okay. Yes, if you're getting acid reflux and heartburn from Jell-O, because again, it's got sugar in it. Sugars give you acid reflux. Be careful of the sugars. And a lot of those sugars are not real sugars. They're actually byproducts of sugar. And so if you're going to eat something that you can actually enjoy, but eat something that you'll know. You have to, your body also has, it can also be allergic to the food. You may not like it, and the food itself can actually cause an allergy. So you could be having side effects, but I would check that out as well. Anyway, folks, we're coming to a closing, and I've been having a great time having a chat with you, and I'd like to thank the caller for calling in. I'd like to thank everyone else for being on the chat line. It's been great. And looking at all your information, questions you've been asking about, and everybody who wants to call for a reading or request any information about health or their animal totem, just give me a call, and I'll, again, I can... My email is whitestackcloud@yahoo.com or whitestackcloud@talus.net. And it's been a pleasure chatting with everybody out there. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week, the same time, same Tuesday night next week, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock PST, which is Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard, I guess they call it. And I'm having I had a really great time. So in closing, I'd like to thank you very much. I'm Derek White Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good night. Take care. Many blessings to you all. Bye.